words align, the two of us as one. It's in the music that we make. It's in the way we do that take. It's the life I always knew was my love. But for your love, my heart would never know what I ever gave.
Kastner for becoming an underwriter of Community Radio KGHP. Williams Kastner is a law firm located in Seattle near 2 Union Square and has been serving clients in the Pacific Northwest since 1929. With more than 90 attorneys in 3 offices located throughout the Pacific Northwest, as well as affiliate offices in Shanghai, Beijing, and Hong Kong, Williams Kastner offers a full range of legal services to local and international clients. Williams Kastner can be contacted by phone at 206-628-6600 or on the web at www.williamskastner.com. On behalf of the students, volunteers, and staff, as well as the audience of KGHP-FM, we would like to thank Williams Kastner for their support.
It is 6:21, and you are continuing to enjoy Classic Rock and Roll Connections on KGHP Gig Harbor. The Olala Clubhouse concert is going to take place on January the 10th at 6 p.m. It's a potluck, and 7 o'clock there's going to be music. Simon Ling will perform. For more information or to make a reservation, you can call 253-438-0078. That's 253-438-0078, or visit olalahouse.org on the web. That would be coming up this Saturday. We are saluting Northwest artists tonight on Classic Rock and Roll Connections. We started things off with Dawn and the Good Times. I Could Be So Good to You came out in 1967, got to number 56 on the Billboard charts. Dawn of Dawn and the Good Times was Don Gallucci. He was the keyboardist for the Kingsmen during the time they did Louie Louie and some of their other hits. And then he broke off, formed his own band in the Portland area, Dawn and the Good Times. Merrily Rush did That Kind of Woman from 1968, number 76 on the Billboard charts. Of course, everybody knows her biggest hit was Angel of the Morning, number 7 on the Billboard charts in 1968. Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts. It was George Washington and the Cherry Bombs with Don't You Just Know It. They were formed in Mercer Island in 1965 and played till 1967. Roughly the same time frame, it was Jack Horner and the Plums, Who Do You Love, from Seattle area, 1966 to 1967. There's a couple songs that pretty much were on the playlist of all the Northwest bands. Don't You Just Know It, Who Do You Love? And we didn't wrap things up. We played the Liverpool Five. Originally from the United Kingdom, they relocated, of all places, to Spokane in 1965. I'm not saying anything bad about Spokane. I'm just saying, of all the places in the United States to pick, they picked Spokane. And that song, Any Way You Want Me, from 1966, got to number 98 on the Billboard charts. And we wrap things up with the Seattle band from 1965 to 1968, the Daily Flash, But For Your Love. We're going to squeeze in some more music here. Well, we've got plenty of time to do it, so let's just do it.
I haven't changed much, but the world's changed so. And though I'm happy and having fun, sometimes I long for the days forever done. Everywhere, and I was a little mad.
From Everett, that was The Fragile Lime from 1967. Here's a group out of Bellevue called The City Zoo. The song is called Give a Little Bit. Give a Little Bit, The City Zoo from Bellevue, 1965. Next up, The Bards with Owl and the Pussycat. They were from Moses Lake and played from 61 through 72.
Well, the owl and the pussycat went to the sea in a beautiful pea green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money in there. Wrapped it up in a 5-pound note. Well, the owl looked up to the stars above and he sang to a small guitar. Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are. Oh, yeah. Well, the pussy said to the owl, you elegant fowl. Sweet, you see, oh, let us be married too long, have we tarried? What shall we do for a ring? Ah! They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the palm tree grows, and there in the wood, a big wiggy stood with a ring on the end of its nose.
up in a 5-pounder. Come on now. For a pussy, you are. Yeah, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are, you are, you are. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow.
Next up, we have the Galaxies. The Galaxies were out of Tacoma, mostly Stadium High School and Wilson High School students from 1961 to 1967. The selection here is called Along Comes the Man.
If ever there was a guy, you don't have a dime. Sit down. Sit down. I just sit around at home, watching my TV. Along comes a man. No electricity. I just sit down. Home all alone. I'm crying. I'm crying. I thought I'd call my girl on the telephone. Long comes that man. Now there's no dial tone. If I just say, oh. Along comes that man. I took away my coat. I just say, oh.
It is 6:30.
Roberts with the biggest Tuesday night dance.
It is 6:32. Make that 6:33, and you are enjoying Classic Rock and Roll Connections on KGHP Gig Harbor. Well, this coming Thursday is the second Thursday of the month, and the second Thursday of each month is time for Meet Me on the Waterfront for Thursday Night Out in Gig Harbor. There are special offers, activities, and refreshments at participating business. You can enjoy live music and other entertainment. Experience Gig Harbor's monthly art walk and celebrate the arts in our community. There is a complimentary Thursday night out shuttle to enjoy participating businesses. Now, the participating businesses are Gallery Row, Ebb Tide Gallery, Water's Edge Framery, and Turner Glassworks, Sea Hags Fine Art Gifts and Coastal Decor, Trade Winds Treasure Gallery, Full Moon Art Gallery, Gig Harbor Boat Shop, and the Peacock Hill Gallery. So all of those are participating. And what you do is you go to one of those places, pick up a passport, get it stamped at each of those places. You don't have to do it that night, but within a relatively short period of time. And then you turn that in, and somebody will win a $50 gift certificate to one of the participating art walk dealers. So that's going to come up this Thursday, 5 to 8, on the Gig Harbor waterfront. All right, we have been saluting Northwest bands here on Classic Rock and Roll Connections tonight. Hopefully you've been enjoying the music and you've been, it's bringing back some memories to you. So let's get back to the music. We've got a lot more groups to squeeze in a very short period of time. So let's do it.
Brian Roberts with the biggest Tuesday night dance news of the summer. It's another big all-city dance at Parker's on Aurora featuring two great bands, the Canterbury Tales and Emergency Exit in their first North End appearance. You heard them at the Teen Fair. Now see and hear them again Tuesday night at Parker's. The Canterbury Tales and Emergency Exit at Parker's big all-city dance, dancing 9 till 12:30 regular prices. The Tales versus the Exit Tuesday night at Parker's.
Yes, you're going to have a fantastic time out of Parker's, and as you're watching the Emergency Exit on stage, remember their motto, Women and children first. This is the past.
Wipe your whip and eyes. Hey, hey, put your hands. travel by my dragonfly. No, it's not in Spain, but all the same, you know it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right. Hey! And battleground red and brown, but it's all in your mind. Don't think your time on bad things, just float your little mind.
KGHP would like to thank Seven Seas Brewing for becoming an underwriter of Gig Harbor and the Kitsap Peninsula's only radio station, KGHP-FM. The Seven Seas Brewing has recently opened their new tap room and brewery in downtown Gig Harbor in Judson Street Shopping Center, a few steps away from the post office and just a block off the waterfront. In addition to being a supporter of KGHP-FM, Seven Seas Brewing has also supports many other local nonprofit organizations throughout the Puget Sound. Seven Seas Brewery can be contacted at 253-514-8129 or online at www.sevenseasbrewing.com. On behalf of KGHP-FM's volunteers, students, and audience, we would like to thank Seven Seas Brewing for their support.
It is 6:45, and you are enjoying Classic Rock and Roll Connections on KGHP Gig Harbor. KGHP can be found on your FM dial at 105.7, 89.3, and 89.9. 89.3 is basically for Fox Island. 89.9 is for the Key Peninsula, Olympia, Anderson Island, Harstein Island, Shelton, Purdy, Port Orchard, McNeil Island, University Place, and Gig Harbor North. And 105.7 is basically set up to handle Gig Harbor, Tacoma, Puyallup, Kent, Lakewood, Spanaway, Vashon Island, Browns Point, and Ruston Way. But you can get us anywhere in the world at kghp.org. Or you can use a phone app, Simple Radio, and you can pick us up wherever you have your smartphone. All right, let me tell you about this, then we'll talk about the music. Come visit the Key Peninsula Free Clinic. The clinic provides free medical care to people who cannot afford or cannot reach health care. The focus is on non-emergency medical problems. They have the ability to order tests, x-rays, and medication. The clinic is staffed by dedicated volunteers, including doctors, nurses, and non-medical staff. They are located in the Key Peninsula Health and Professional Center next to the library in Key Center, which is located at 8903 Key Peninsula Highway North. Registration is at 5:30 p.m. and the clinic hours are 6 to 8 p.m. This coming Thursday is the second Thursday of the month, and therefore the clinic will be open. The phone number, if you have information or want to ask questions and get information, is 313-5539. That's 253-313-5539. This has been a public service announcement from KGHP, your community radio station. Well, we started that last set off with Tom Thumb and the Casuals out of Seattle in the mid-60s, I should know. The Bandits were from Mercer Island in the early 60s, and they did Little Sally Walker. Moby Grape was from San Francisco, but lead guitarist Jerry Miller is a Tacoma native, and Jerry Miller was listed by John Lennon as one of his favorite guitar players, so Jerry is quite talented and still continues to play the area. Omaha from Moby Grape came out in 1967 and got to number 88 on the Billboard charts. And we wrap that set up with Jimi Hendrix. Yes, you know Jimi Hendrix is from Seattle. The song I chose was called Spanish Castle Magic because Jimi Hendrix cut his teeth at the Spanish Castle, hung out there as a youngster and tried to talk his way into letting him play on stage, which he finally got his chance to do. The Spanish Castle was a rock and roll spot on old Highway 99 that a lot of the local bands got a chance to play at. I know the Wailers played there quite a bit. All right, we're down to our last 15 minutes of the show, actually down to the last 12 minutes of the show, so we're going to squeeze some stuff in here. I think we're ready to go, starting off with From Spokane, a number 9 Billboard charted hit from 1962. It's Danny O'Keefe with Good Time Charlie's Got the Blues.
Everybody's gone away. I believe this time they're gonna stay. There's not a soul I know around. Everybody's leaving town. Some caught a freight, some caught a plane. Find the sunshine, leave the rain. They said this town will waste your time. I guess they're right, it's wasting mine. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues. Telling me you're not a kid at 33. You play around, you lose your wife. You play too long, you lose your life. I got my pills to ease the pain. Can't find a thing to ease the rain. I'd love to try and settle down, but everybody's leaving town. Some gotta win, some gotta lose. Good time Charlie's got the blues.
Chicks all go J. Jacob.
Horse cows galore.
They know where all the smart girls hang out.
J. Jacob's store.
So take a trip now, you're gonna play wow!
Wow!
J. Jacob's where the fashion is.
The
really swinging things for us, surfing Summer 66er in JJ right now, and Jay Jacobs is featuring a great Let's Get Rid of Them sale on Jansen swimsuits with nearly all colors and sizes and even some of those darling little bikinis left. JJ also says new school clothes are here already. Already, Jay? Every girl shops J, even Virginia Woolf shops J. Jacobs, downtown Burien and Bellevue. Okay, JJ.
The swinging chicks will go J. Jacobs.
Four styles galore.
They know where all the smart clothes hang out.
J. Jacobs store.
Take a trip now, you're going to play. Wow! Wow! J. Jacobs, where the fashion is.
Stand by.
Formed in Seattle in 1963, they went through some name changes, originally starting off as called the Army, then became White Hart in Vancouver, came back to Seattle and changed their name to just Hart, had two number one hits on the Billboard charts and 30 charted hits. The group, Hart, that song came from 1976, number 42 on the Billboard charts, Dreamboat Annie, which was the name of one of their very popular albums. So this is just about it. We've got a time to squeeze in one more song here. But I appreciate you tuning in tonight and being with me, and I thank you very much for that and for those of you that have stuck with me for all these years and probably most of the 600 shows, I would imagine. Yes, exactly. All right, we're going to wrap things up with a group that was very, very, very popular in the Tacoma area in starting in 1978. And through the 80s, really put on a great show, great dance band. A lot of people would pack the place when they were due to play. And this group was formed by Rockin' Robert Dale, the name of the group, The Crackers.
Yeah.
Well, how appropriately said. We got to go now. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. It's been a great 600 shows. We're going to work on another 600 starting next week with a new theme. Didn't get a chance to find any music by the City Limits, the Dimensions, the Peppermint Trolley, Sir Raleigh and the Coupons, the Bumps, the Springfield Rifle, the Chrome Circus, Emergency Exit, and the Live 5. But who knows? You know, that could be another show. So thank you again. Hang on for the Patrick Elliott Show coming up next. And as I always say, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. This is DJ the DJ. Good night, everybody. See you next week on the radio.